Ben here from 92.3 FM. It's my pleasure to be talking with Karen, who is one of the teachers of Wontop Bibuyi College. How are you today, Karen?
I'm good, thank you, Ben.
And what are we doing here?
Well, we're here talking about the Cert IV Indigenous Mental Health.
And it's a course that Biburra runs, and you've got a number of students here?
Yes, I have. About 8 of them, and out of 15 are here to do training.
And is it something you do a number of times throughout the year, or is it one course a year?
Yeah, it's a 12-month course, and some parts of it is self-paced. Yeah, and we either have 3 blocks face-to-face, or we have 2 blocks, and then we have reverse blocks, and in different parts of Queensland.
So these guys do a fair bit of it from home, or is it all done at the college?
They do training face-to-face, and then they've got to do some homework when they go home and doing some research and visits to different communities. Yeah.
Have you learnt anything from your students this time?
I always learn. Every time students come into my class, I say to them that, well, basically I'm not teaching them anything new, and all I'm doing is drawing out what they already know, and so that they can see what that looks like and put it into the framework. And I say we all come from all walks of life, and some are in universities, some are grandmothers, some people just do this course because they're just interested. Some people come who are already employed and it's a requirement of their job. But I say to them that I find it really exciting to train, because I learn a lot more and they enrich my life.
Wow, that's a credit to every one of your students.
Yeah.
We're here at Quinola Lakes. Do you come to Quinola Lakes? Is this the first time here, or is it something you do each year?
It's probably the second time, but it's been quite a few years when I came the first time.
Now, Wontop's a Christian college. Do you have to be a Christian to do the program?
No, you don't have to, but I find that many students have Christian backgrounds, yep. But also even if it's not just Christian, but they do have, you know, their elders in community that has brought them up in that sort of that way. And but, you know, sometimes when they do find out that it's a theology class and do my certificate and the other certificate, then they find themselves wanting to do theology in the Bible college.
So what is your certificate and what's it entail?
Well, my certificate is called Cert IV Indigenous Mental Health, Social and Emotional Wellbeing. And it's really all about the non-clinical. We really focus on the non-clinical aspect of Indigenous mental health, and it's not about diagnosis and solely diagnosis. It's just about everyday life that some people find themselves in, difficult situations, and it's just learning how to manage it or recognize it and know what it is, and work out ways of how they can manage it and get involved in recovery and healing programs. But this certificate actually, people find themselves feeling that it's very therapeutic, and people actually experience healing.
Some of the students see themselves as going back and being leaders in their community, which is pretty exciting, isn't it?
Some that feel that they know some things, but when they come here, they feel confident and everybody's in the same space. And we've got a lot of people that come that has never been able to, you know, express or talk about these sort of things and realise, oh, we're all like-minded and we're all in the same space. And basically, because sometimes it feels like you're on your own in the workforce or in the community, but they find that when they come here that everybody's on the same page, and they actually make connections with each other and end up having friendships and
a bit of networking.
And finding out that they're related. And
That's pretty cool. If you were to look forward into the future of some of your students, what would you see in their path?
Well, I was a student of Wontop Bibuyi College.
Oh, really?
And then was given the opportunity to become an assistant teacher. And that's what we do. We use people who have graduated, and they come back and they become some support in the classroom. but also some of them feel so confident that when they graduate that they've actually achieved a certificate.
Yep.
And then they start looking into wanting to go into uni or finding a job, and or yeah, some of them, you know, they get promoted in their jobs. Yep. And so, and also some that have come from, you know, walks of life where they wanted to bring about a change in their life, and realizing that they actually love to do theology because they want to find more about God as well. So, and that's male and female.
So if somebody was watching this at home and they've done your course and you want to just remind them of some a key saying or some bit of advice that you have for them in the future, what would that be?
Well, a key saying, it's put me on the spot, but you know, I probably would say right training for the right people.
Yep.
Mm.
Well, that's fantastic. And yeah, I've enjoyed talking with your students, and it's been quite a powerful session meeting these guys and hearing their stories, their future dreams. So thank you guys for that. And it's been great talking to you too, Karen. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. And yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
God bless.